Patriot Pack today.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying...
Good morning, one and all. This is Scott Hillen. We'll preview of what's to come later this morning right here on What's On Your Mind. Straight ahead. Stay tuned for that. Glad to have you live on AM 1100 The Flag and KTGO 1090 Radio. Later today, Mark Skogerbo will take the microphone for the program we call The Common Sense Club. And Mark is here, as always, to preview the news of the day and kind of meander through the headlines and tell you what's happening today. There's a lot to talk about today. A significant fire in northwest Minnesota that is hard to imagine how this thing is a 10-mile-wide swath evacuating the community of Monaga, Minnesota. So that's a significant story. Nationally, this IRS scandal continues to get even wider. And a few other things that we'll tackle in the news today. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm above average.
Are you?
Yes.
So we're trying to track down some folks from near Park Rapids in Monaga, Minnesota, to give us the latest on this fire. But I was reading a story in the forum about this, in which they quote a pastor outside his church, St. John's Lutheran, watching smoke billowing and looking for slight changes in color, because a Hubbard County Sheriff's deputy told him that the shifting colors are a sign of devastation. The pastor said, the sad thing is when you see the smoke color change, it's probably another house going up in flames.
Right.
Think about that. This is just something we normally hear about in other places, right? California,
yeah.
Colorado. But obviously there's fire danger here. We talked about it a little bit yesterday with the National Weather Service.
And you remember the wind, you know, that carried me almost up into the clouds just a couple of days ago.
Oof. I had an interesting story there. I was on I-94 yesterday, left Bismarck, headed back for Fargo about 5 o'clock after I stopped for some popcorn. You ever done that with me before, Mark?
I had popcorn yesterday, too.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it theater popcorn? Or?
No, I realized I hadn't had supper, so I went next door to have a bite, and they'd shut down their kitchen. All they had left was popcorn.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was delicious, and it was free.
Popcorn from where?
Lucky's.
Yeah, I know, the Lucky 13.
Lucky's. It's right next to the fabulous place, Expressway, that's got, I mean, that's an amazing motel. I'd like to talk about it on the Common Sense Club today.
You know, I stay at the Expressway Inn when I'm in Bismarck. You stay at the Expressway Inn when you're in Fargo.
It's great people. They have meals in the morning and at night. Unbelievable array of stuff to eat.
So we'll just tell you this segment of the program is brought to you by our friends at Expressway Inn. How about that?
That's a great idea.
Exactly right. Anyway, I had popcorn, too, but I actually stopped at the Grand Theater, just down from right off the interstate.
This is so ironic. My first job was sweeping out a theater in Carlstead, Minnesota, and I ate theater popcorn. It's the best popcorn, isn't it?
There's nothing better.
No.
I mean, I as you know, some of the snacks we have here at the studio are microwave popcorn, and I even get them in the buckets. So I can at least feel like I'm in the theater. But the microwave popcorn, really, it's pooey compared to the theater.
It's got strange and gooey things in it.
It does?
I think it's somewhat lethal.
Microwave popcorn? I mean,
well, I don't know.
I mean, it's an all right substitute, but it's not movie theater popcorn.
I didn't used to have these many round lumps on different parts of my body that are kind of white-shaped.
I see. They're from...
I'm sure. From microwave popcorn.
Okay, anyway. We digress.
I'm sorry.
Yes. I don't know. Oh, so anyways, I headed out with my popcorn, all excited to make the 2.5-hour drive. And I did not get to steal before I had stopped three times. So I'm, you know, within 45 minutes of my destination having to pull over because my truck has one of those bed toppers on it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the you know what I'm talking about.
The lid, the topper.
Yeah.
It's not a topper. It covers just the bed box cover.
Right.
Yeah. Just it covers the truck box. Anyway, the wind was getting underneath and dislodging it from the latch back what do you call the thing in the back of the truck?
You call it that clicky thing.
No, I mean you know,
the clicky thing and the thing at the back.
What do you call it? You know, Aaron? When you
the latch.
No, you know, like when you the back end of a truck is known as a what?
Rear end of the truck.
Yeah, but the door comes down. What do you call that?
Oh.
Truck bed, you know, when you open it up. I don't know what that is. I should know, but.
What that thing is?
Driven a truck for the better part of the last dozen years, and you'd think I'd know what that is. But anyway, where it latches, where the bed cover latches is back there. So it'd get underneath, and the thing flopping around. And, I mean, it's, you know, there's some metal in there, so it could come crashing through the. It's not like you can just let it flap.
Did you have anyone sleeping back in there?
No, nobody was sleeping, but I had, as usual, a bunch of stuff back there, right? So the first two times I stopped, I put the truck bed cover back up, right, and relatched it. And then down the road, and of course, with 40-mile-an-hour winds, it would whip up again. So I finally said, this is pretty stupid. Obviously, this isn't going to work. There's winds of 40 miles an hour. So I took the time to take the stuff that was in the back and put it inside. Now, the first few times I did that, I'd take stuff, I'd jump down from the truck bed, and I'd go around and put it into the door. All right? And meanwhile, I'd lose 6 to 8 items out of every 12 I was trying to put in because it's 40-mile-an-hour wind.
Well, yes,
and there's trucks and there's cars whipping by.
And they like having your underpants in the windshield.
So the final, I opened the little window that goes into the cab of the truck.
There you go.
And I just placed things from the back of the truck bed in
necessity
there.
Necessity being the mother of invention.
I rolled up the cover and tied things up and battened down the hatches, and I headed further east.
But about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, this 40-mile-an-hour wind got a little fire quickly into a big fire.
Yeah. So, you know, that for me, it was not all that serious. I just found 3 times to mess around. For folks in Monaga, that's serious. And so anyway, we'll check on that for you today. The IRS scandal is brewing, and the folks at Fox tracked down some senators. We found out now some Democratic senators might be behind this, might be the push behind this.
Well, it's culture. It's like the fish rots from the head down, you know. Schumer, very powerful, probably one of the brightest, if not the brightest, Democrat senator, wrote a letter to the IRS telling them to be on surveillance of the Tea Party groups. I don't know the details. We need to get the exact verbiage of the letter, but it was signed off on by 7 senators, including Franken from Minnesota, and basically said if you don't regulate these people, we're going to have legislation that does.
Here's some of the breaking news on this from Fox this morning, just to get you up to speed on the latest on this growing IRS scandal.
Calum, so here's the latest on this. The Justice Department and the FBI have opened criminal investigations of the IRS's treatment of these groups at this point. We're now told that nearly 500 organizations were singled out for additional scrutiny. And on the other side, groups with obviously liberal names really got none of this scrutiny, and they were approved for tax-exempt status. They went right through the process in as little as 9 months in some cases. The conservative groups that were on the list had to wait and wait and wait up to 3 years.
Republican Congressman Charles Bustani out of Louisiana saying that he's been looking for answers for 2 years on this. He went on the record with Greta last night to explain his frustration.
I had the commissioner of the IRS in front of my subcommittee in March of 2012, and he denied that any of this was going on. So it begs...
He flat out denied it.
That's right.
He flat out denied it.
And
didn't even bother to look.
It begs the question, was he not aware of what was going on in his agency, or is he lying? So we're going to get to the bottom of this.
Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel there on the Hill leading our coverage. Mike, good morning. Where are we on this story this morning?
Well, Bill, the anger here is really on two different tracks. One is the report blames ineffective management. So what the IRS was actually doing there, angry about here on Capitol Hill. The second track, if you will, is the not coming clean to Congress. Bottom line, IRS officials have some explaining to do.
And if they don't know how to handle it, they need to sit down and find an intelligent, justifiable way to handle it. This was not justifiable.
That, by the way, from Sandy Levin, a Democrat congressman from Michigan.
It was not justifiable. And they should have let us know.
It's a general culture of the willingness to use the instruments of government to put your what you consider to be your political opponents in a bad position. And you've seen that now on issue after issue.
That's Marco Rubio, by the way, right there. So
Sandra Levin, who you just heard from, is the top Democrat on the House Ways and Means Committee. They'll get to ask questions on Friday of Steve Miller, the IRS acting commissioner, and they've demanded all related documents be handed over to Congress by next Tuesday, Bill.
That could be a fiery hearing on Friday. In the meantime, what are we hearing from the groups that were targeted, Mike?
Well, they're saying that they were asked questions that the report you mentioned at the top says was unnecessary info, such as party affiliation of key leadership. One Tea Party leader told Greta Van Susteren the red flags were how long it was taking and the 55 questions they were asked.
By the way, have you heard about this reporter from Missouri? Worked for a big television station down there, did a tough interview with President Obama during the campaign, and the IRS was unleashed on him afterwards. You heard about that one?
I haven't, but think about Michelle Bachmann being audited four times in 1 year. This is goes right to the top of this thing.
Stay tuned, folks.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd. If you use the promo code SCOTT, go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant and the bar, the Compradora Veda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to chasecondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On your mind coming up between 9 and 11. This is the preview show. Scott Hannon here, Mark Skogervo, checking out the news of the day. Steve Bakken. Steve hooked up yet? All right. Steve, Aaron, somebody let me know when Steve's ready to go. I can tell you that today on the program we will have Congressman Kevin Cramer. And Congressman Kevin Cramer has been every week one of those rare breeds of a member of Congress who says, you have me for an hour, ask me anything. Isn't that fun?
That's great.
Use a few more like that in Congress. And last week was the first week we did a full hour, and it was crazy. They had a joint session at Congress. You had Lynn Helms up there testifying, the top oil and gas regulator in the state of North Dakota. And so it was a busy day, so he wasn't on as long as he wanted to be, but this week we have no joint sessions of Congress and no hearings where Kevin is introducing guests. So.
But Michelle was just hit a home run yesterday. It was just awesome, Scott.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was on yesterday as well. She took a couple of calls as well and, of course, talked about the plans to get to the bottom of this IRS ordeal as well. Anyway, so Kevin will be on the program. We're also going to talk with Todd Porter, who is a representative from Mandan, and Calvin Hullett. Calvin Hullett is the head of the Bismarck-Mandan Chamber of Commerce. Those two are very active in the Outdoor Heritage Fund, which would take money, state tax dollars, from oil and gas revenue and put it in an Outdoor Heritage Fund. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and welcome your calls, as we always do. Here's the number, by the way, during this hour of the program. If you have questions or comments, you always call us at our regular 24/7 flag numbers, 855-200-1776. 9 to 11, we're joined by KFIRE 550. 910 KCJB, 1460 KLTC. So those three stations added to our 2-5, covering every inch of the Northern Plains. And you call us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. So put that in your speed dial for what's on your mind. Steve is here. Steve, how are you?
I am just fine this morning. What a beautiful morning. Other than the fact I had softball last night and I took one off the shin, my leg swelled up like you wouldn't believe.
Better your shin than your mouth when you're in when our business.
Yeah. It depends on who you talk to.
I'll never forget Steve Turner. He was the pitcher. I was the catcher. Grand Forks Beer League softball. And why I was the catcher, I have no idea. I hate catching. I just detest it. I'd rather be out there in center field and just, you know, every once in a while, you know, be able to handle. What position do you play, Stu?
I used to play in the outfield, but I kind of acclimated to pitching now.
So I was the catcher, and there was some very tense situation where, you know, we had somebody coming from third, and you know, Steve Turner had an arm like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was just, you know.
I know Turner well.
Yeah.
Guy had a cannon.
So anyway, he gets the cutoff pitch, and I mean, he throws it to me. Behind the plate, approximately 250 miles an hour, and I so I'm looking. Where's the base runner? I'm looking back at Steve. Looking at the base runner, back at Steve. Back at Steve. Long story short, I didn't time my look real well. So the ball comes. It tips my glove right into my mouth. So the next day, I'm on the radio with a lip the size of a good sized boa constrictor. And it wasn't pretty. So anyway, I'm not feeling too sorry for you for the shin because I had the bum lip. That was, by the way, my last year of Beer League softball. So anyway, Mike has a comment for us. Mike, hi. You're on the What's on Your Mind preview show. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I just want to let you know, as a fellow pickup truck owner, at the end of the truck is called tailgate or an end gate.
Tailgate or an end gate. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and quite honestly, the second you said that, it clicked. The same thing when I got a text earlier from my friend Leon who said, tailgate, dummy.
That's why they call it tailgate parties when you're sitting on the tailgate of your truck drinking beer. It's a tailgate party.
And I don't know why this is one of those senior moments where that word just totally escaped me. Were you screaming at the radio when I couldn't remember what it was called, Mike?
No. I was just saying, that's a, I'll let you know, just remind you.
Yeah, Steve, I was explaining to the listeners this awful ordeal driving in the wind yesterday, and the bed cover on my truck kept getting undone. I'm not sure the Velcro is cutting it. You know what I'm saying?
That would be a tonneau cover, Scott.
A tonneau? Why do you call it a tonneau cover?
That's just what it's called. It's a tonneau cover.
tonneau cover? Mike, do you call it a tonneau cover?
Yeah, I guess all the terms are coming out now. Everybody knows everything. So
I thought it was a truck bed cover. I didn't know it was a tonneau cover. What does tonneau mean?
It was just the brand, like the first one that came out with them.
I see. Didn't know that either.
It's kind of like everybody calls any antacid a rollator or a Tums.
Anyway, this thing would just not stay down. So anyway, you're the expert, Mike. Thank you very much. Why we call the callers the experts here.
I had an old uncle that used to call it an end gate all the time.
End gate works. Lift gate, right, because you lift it up. But I think tailgate is the commonly referred to.
Yep.
And we forget, how many tailgate parties have I been to? Many. And you put the tailgate down, you sit on the back of the tailgate, and you kibitz, right? And you get set for the game. Yeah. So, anyway, appreciate that very much. So, on the program today, we'll talk Outdoor Heritage Fund. Couple of guests, Todd Porter, as well as Kelvin Hullett from the Bismarck Mandan Chamber of Commerce, and then Congressman Kevin Cramer, we think, for the whole hour. Other than some visitors to his office for a brief time, he's ours for the entire hour. More importantly, yours, the listeners. So anything we want to ask Kevin about? Farm Bill, I guess, right, Steve?
Absolutely, and that's the big one. It's the Farm Bill that's... our senators are working on pushing through, and it's going to fall down to the House again.
Kevin was with us last week and told us that actually he had assurances from House leadership that it would get a vote, because you may remember that has been a logjam on the Farm Bill, is actually getting a vote in the House.
I want to hear some of the discussions that he's had in this past week with other House members and what his sense of that impending vote for the Farm Bill is going to be. Kevin and I have disagreed on this a little bit, but the food subsidy programs, which from a House perspective, you'll never get anything done through Congress, but why is the Farm Bill attached to all the food subsidy programs?
I don't know if we can put that one on Kevin or even Ed Schaefer, the former Ag Secretary from North Dakota.
They're all
inertia.
Lumped in together. You know, it's all lumped in together. Just have a farm bill and have it deal with farmers.
Yeah, I know. That's way too simple for government, though, Steve.
It's a Christmas tree. And they say, well, it'll never get through. I'm like, my argument is, well, do people like to eat?
Yeah. By the way, Kevin Cramer, according to Dale Wetzel's story for Great Plains News today, says he, is expecting the House to vote on its version of the federal farm legislation soon, as he reported last week. He's also adding that he'll oppose any provision that farmers comply with soil conservation rules in order to take part in the federal crop insurance program. So we'll talk more about that with Kevin, too. He will join us, plus we'll talk about the Outdoor Heritage Fund and your calls, questions, and comments on any issue, because you're the experts. And we want to know what's on your mind. That's 9 to 11 throughout the Northern Plains with Steve Bakken and I. Stay tuned.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand. Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot. Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed. Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Keep on moving till the first days are done. Keeping it on till the days stay strong.
Hi, folks, got in and back. What's on your mind? We're getting set to crank up. Right now, we're telling you a little bit about what's on our mind and also what's happening in news. Mark Skogerbovy here to update how things are happening sports-wise, which generally we are wondering about the Twins. Michelle Bachman joined us yesterday. We have a recap of that in case you missed it. And then 9 to 11 today, it's what's on your mind, taking your calls from all across the Northern Plains. So stay tuned for that coming up as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us, as well as a couple of guests on the North Dakota Heritage Fund. Right now, Mike Bolio is here. Mike is the Wildlife Fire Prevention Officer for the Red Lake District of the DNR in Minnesota. Mike, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I'm fine this morning, thank you.
All right, so we want to talk a little bit about the situation with the fire near Park Rapids. We've had some reports that in the Park Rapids, Monaga area, the fire was 0% contained. But I understand you do have some good news as far as the fires on the reservation portion of northwest Minnesota. Update us on that, Mike.
Excuse me. Yes, our two fires, we had two large fires that started Monday morning. And the Buffalo Ranch fire has been contained at 4,900 acres. And we also have a fire south of that. We had a fire south of that called the River Road fire that was contained at about 1,600 acres. Both those fires are under control and contained at this time. And we've got our fire crews going back out there today to work on hot spots, which are burning stumps and anything that might be close to the edge of the fire line to put those out and so that nothing reignites and starts it back up.
Obviously, with that amount of acreage affected in the Red Lake Reservation, I would assume there was some significant damage. Were there any buildings or any significant structures that were affected?
No, this was on the western region of our reservation, which is marsh grass, cattails, aspen groves, things like that. We did have three homes that were in the path of the fire, but we were able to do some control burn around those homes to eliminate the fuel so that if the fire had reached them, it would have been able to been knocked down before it reached the homes. They were at one point threatened, but with the work with the helicopters and the water scooping planes, we were able to push that fire away from those residences. And we did prescribe burns early in the spring. And what we did is push those fires into the blackened area that had already been burned.
Mike Bolio is with us, who's the Wildlife Fire Prevention Officer for the Red Lake District of the DNR. I understand the incident management team has been reassigned to assist with fires near Park Rapids. Tell us about what you know about the situation in Park Rapids right now, Mike.
I I don't have, I haven't been in contact with the IMT, that incident management team. It has been reassigned as of 6 o'clock this morning to, Hubbard County and that Park Rapids, Monaga area. They were having some extreme fire conditions yesterday. I understand they lost a few structures. They did some evacuations in Monaga. And they're with the winds dying down overnight, they're gonna hit it hard first thing this morning. We still are under this part of Minnesota is still under a very high fire danger rating. So things aren't they're gonna have to do some real hard work today to get and control those fires down to the south of us.
And what is an incident management team? What exactly do they do?
That is a combined group of fire professionals from the U.S. Forest Service, the Minnesota DNR. There will be some Bureau of Indian Affairs officials there, and tribal personnel.
And let's talk a little bit about maybe some tips. Obviously, there's fire danger alerts everywhere in North Dakota. I guess they call it a red flag. Is that a Minnesota term you use as well?
Yes, that's exactly what we, Minnesota, northwestern Minnesota, experienced yesterday in pretty much the western quadrant of Minnesota, including that Park Rapids and Monaga area. That is when the humidities are low and the winds are 20 to 30 mile an hour. We had gusts up to 40 mile an hour winds yesterday, and that is one of the reasons why that fire blew up so much down in Park Rapids and Monaga area.
So the red flag is, in other words, the conditions are perfect for exactly what happened to happen, where these fires spread rather quickly.
Yes, yes.
What advice would you have for folks? Any reminders about, the time we find ourselves in now, very dry springtime, winds can pick up on a drop of a dime. What advice to keep damage to a minimum would you have, Mike?
First of all, we do have the state has issued burning restrictions in majority of the northern counties. No burn permits are being issued at this time. Those that have been issued are the people that have got those are asked not to burn. And the main thing is the people got to understand is that springtime in Minnesota is when the majority of the wildfires occur. The fuels that fell, the dry grass in the fall, and the leaves that fell from the trees and the twigs and the branches, they get covered up by snow. But as soon as that snow melts away, those fuels are already dry, and it doesn't take them very long to dry out. And that's why we have a lot of fires in the springtime. That's the majority of the fires in Minnesota are in the spring. And also, 99% of all wildfires are caused by human activity.
So we're to blame. Be careful. That's the bottom line.
You make a key point there. We as human beings are the only ones that use fire. And, Smokey Bear's message is only you can prevent wildfires. And that's a message of personal responsibility. We let people enjoy fire is an amazing thing. And I would ask you, sir, when do you think you were first introduced to fire?
A youngster. I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Maybe a campfire. Maybe my first birthday.
With that candle on your birthday cake.
Well, there you go. You. It might have even been my baptism.
Absolutely. Fire is an amazing thing. But once you start that fire, it goes where there's grass and leaves and trees, and our homes are made of wood. They become fuel for the fire.
Makes sense. Mike Bolio, Wildlife Fire Prevention Officer. Some good food for thought. Some good advice on doing your part to prevent this. And obviously, we're praying for a good day near Monaga, where some reports is 6 to 10 miles long, 3/4 of a mile wide swath of fire. Air resources being deployed. The incident management team on the scene And the good news from Mike that the fires on the reservations have now been contained at the Red Lake Reservation, but not the same for the fire near Monaga. Watching that close. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate the update.
Well, thank you for calling. Let everybody know that when they use fire, to be careful with it.
Absolutely.
Watch it and put it out when they're done using it.
Appreciate that. Highway 71, by the way, between Park Rapids and Monaga is closed between County Road 87 to the north and Main Street in Monaga to the south through that fire. So, Mike, thank you. Mike Beaulieu, Wildlife Fire Prevention Officer, with an update on the big story of the day in Minnesota. And a good reminder for folks in the Northern Plains, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, while the winds won't be as strong today, it's still as dry. And
yes,
a very, very dangerous fire situation. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Now, quick sports update. Shorter than usual, Mark Skogerbo is here to tell us. Usually Twins win, Twins loss is the big story. Twins loss, but there's good news. Mark, how so?
Well, there's a couple of good news. One of the fun things about baseball is the statistics. And Joe Mauer now leads all of the majors with a 13-game hitting streak. Morneau exceeded the level of 300 batting average with his 10th game in a row of a whack. There is a man by the name of Adam Dunn who was deeply frustrated by Aaron Hicks the day before, who robbed him of a home run. He got mad all night long, stepped up the plate in second inning, and just pounded Correa's ball 424 feet, huffing and screaming all night long, you know?
Revenge is a tough thing.
Revenge. So Correa gave up two home runs in the second, pitched great other than that. The Twins regained the lead in the seventh, and Petey was the pitcher, the great pitcher from Chicago. He's their best pitcher. He was banging things and bucking around in the dugout like he was nuts. But then Chicago turned around and got two more in the next inning, and the Twins lost 4-2. But both Morneau and Mauer kept their hitting streaks alive.
Glad to hear it. The Vikings unveiled their stadium. That's the big news of the weekend. It looks like a church. Is that a sign that the Vikings require more prayer in order to win, or what do you make of this design?
That was really funny. I heard Steve Bakken say that he didn't like it, but he said he prays every time. Might as well look like a church because you got to pray for the Vikings. They've kind of floundered, you know, but they did make it to the playoff for one spasm last year anyway.
Should a football stadium look like a church? Is that an okay thing?
Well, you know,
it looks like reminds me of the Crystal Cathedral and Robert Shuler.
Well, you know, Tebow and Reggie White and a lot of these guys are believers. Chris Carter, a lot of them are very devout Christians, and they're down on their knees now and then. So maybe it's all right.
And the Vikes did have a little bit of good news. The linebacker for the Bears may sign with the Vikes. Have you heard this, Brian Urlacher?
Oh my goodness, this man is
Urlacher.
Yeah. He is absolutely ferocious, intense, and what a leader. This man gives 100, you know, he's one of these people that goes past 100%, one of these rare people that brings it every time.
So maybe he likes the idea of playing in a church, and this, therefore, is another good reason that we have a new stadium that looks like a church.
Because he's a spiritual being.
Yeah, there we go. Someone from the Vikes is going to join you on the Common Sense Club to talk about the new stadium, too, so... I know we'll have more on this subject. It'll be Jeff Anderson a little later on in the program today.
I want to get Mr. St. Peter tomorrow.
How about that?
Or Friday.
Yeah. Mark Skogerbo, the Freedom Poet and the chairman now of the Common Sense Club. I am but a casual participant since I am.
An emeritus forever.
The earlier hour
founder
of the What's on Your Mind program. And
grandest poobah.
Speaking of which, we'll give you a little recap of yesterday's What's on Your Mind. Just in case you missed it, Michelle Bachmann was on the program, congresswoman from the 6th District of Minnesota.
She kind of broke her silence publicly. I was proud of the big scoop. You guys got a great interview.
So anyway, we will play you some snippets of that conversation and give you another little preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind. 9 to 11, we'll be joined by stations all across the upper Midwest, including 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, so we can shout to the Northern Plains and find out what's on your mind. Coming up, don't go away. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members. Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUOnTheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page, the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
Hi, my name is Dan Bros, chairman of the North Dakota Association of Oil and Gas Producing Counties Executive Committee. Our mission is to be the trusted and unified voice for the betterment of the citizens of North Dakota and the membership of the association. Our group of cities, counties, and school districts span 18 counties, covering a geographic area from Bottineau County, west to Divide County, and south to Bowman County. Our association also has a partnership with the North Dakota coal conversion counties. Our communities are solving issues concerning infrastructure, roads, bridges, quality water, good schools, and safe communities. In our search for solutions, we've gathered research data relating to population growth in schools, city needs, and emergency services. For more information, go to our website and check us out at ndenergy.org. Sign up for our free weekly e-news. There's also more information concerning planning efforts in Western North Dakota on visionwestnd.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
It's Scott Hennon. Steve Bakken and I will be cranking up What's On Your Mind momentarily. We have a little preview show here, however, to kick off the day and get you all set on what's to come on not only What's On Your Mind, but also the Common Sense Club. And Mark Scogarbo will be chatting about everything from the IRS scandals to the Minnesota Vikings new stadium to you name it. In fact, we just saw Amy Kramer on CNN, who heads up the Tea Party Express group, and so we'll see if we can get her to join us as well. Stephen Hayes of the Weekly Standard is tenacious on the Benghazi terror attack response from the White House, working now to get a timeline out of the White House on where the president was, when, and his involvement in the situation, of course, the night of the famed attack. Seems like the deck of cards is falling on the Obama administration. Really, D.C. is turning on them. Reporters are turning on them. You have the IRS situation. You have the AP, confirming that, all of their emails were tapped into by the Justice Department. You have Benghazi. I mean, it seems like critical mass, Mark, doesn't it?
hundreds of. That's not really smart, you know, tapping their emails, checking out their confidential sources. Yeah, there was a leak, but this was way, way too broad a net of search.
We asked Michelle Bachman about a lot of this yesterday, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Here's what she had to say about the administration's truthfulness. Michelle Bachman from yesterday.
I don't know when he found out about it, but certainly the administration is lying about it. They knew. And let me tell you this. I'm a former attorney for Treasury Department. Our client was the IRS. So you could say I'm an IRS lawyer. That's what I did. When I first heard the story, I knew it was a lie because they were trying to blame low-level, mid-level functionaries. In my position, we had very strict jurisdictional requirements. I could only litigate civil and criminal tax cases in Minnesota and in parts of Dakota when they were assigned to me. And I had to follow very strict requirements when I made that representation. It is literally impossible for someone in the IRS to go rogue without a supervisor knowing. Everything we do has to be approved up the food chain. So this for something like this to happen, undoubtedly it came from influence from the administration, undoubtedly. And so that's why this is so much worse than Watergate ever was.
Wow, that's an extraordinary statement. So much so, some folks are using the I word, impeachment, and we asked her about that.
Yes, yes, there's impeachment talk everywhere. I was back in the 6th District this weekend. Everywhere I go, people say, when are we going to impeach this president? Because they see one unconstitutional action after another. They saw it the first 4 years, and then they thought that we'd have an election and we wouldn't see a second term of President Obama. But clearly, the president doesn't see that he or his administration is bound by the Constitution, much less federal law. And so if that's the case, we have to exercise our rights as well. And I think that's why you're seeing so many calls for impeachment.
Michelle Bachman has been a tenacious fighter defending the family in her time, even before she was a member of the Minnesota legislature. That's sort of what brought her into politics. And, you know, standing up for homeschool moms, for instance, and standing up for traditional values in Minnesota. So we had to ask her what her reaction was to Minnesota becoming the 12th state to legalize and gay marriage and redefine marriage as something other than between a man and a woman. Here's her answer to that question.
Well, it's tragic. I'm actually the member who originally introduced the bill for the constitutional amendment to define marriage as one man, one woman. Back in 2003, that's when all of this began, when the Massachusetts Supreme Court ordered the Massachusetts legislature to pass gay marriage in conformity with what the Supreme Court wanted. It was outrageous. When that happened, I introduced the constitutional amendment. So for 10 years, people who are committed to traditional marriage have faithfully been fighting to retain marriage. The sad thing about this, quite honestly, is that it was never about gay marriage. It's all about having access to our kids because, quite frankly, the gay agenda will now be taught in our public schools. And that's really what this is all about, to make sure that children are fully immersed and brainwashed in this lifestyle that is very different and anathema to many churches' teachings and also to the values of parents. And that's
Congresswoman, we're up against a break.
Getting access to our kids.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachman, yesterday on the What's On Your Mind program, and you know, that woman can say very little, but say a whole lot. You know, that interview was short, and on each of those points, on her reasons for why the administration was lying right out of the chute, just her gut instinct as a former IRS attorney, you know, talking about examples. You know, she gets labeled as a nut, as a crazy. And that woman is wicked smart.
She is the most important woman in America. I think she's got about 10 IQ points on Sarah Palin, who I love. But she is our Maggie Thatcher, and we've got to protect her, defend her, and promote her. I want her to come up here and speak to us.
Why do you think that she receives that label? Obviously, you understand folks from the left are not going to like her, but I even think there's people that would be center-right politically. Share a lot of the views, but they just think she's the wrong spokesperson.
Well, anybody that thinks what we've got to be soft on social issues will not like her, because she a big part of her career was standing up for traditional marriage, and she's always been a pro-life advocate. So,
but she's connected the dots. She's saying that this really isn't
right.
This isn't really about in the case of gay marriage about saying, hey, if you are of same sex and choose to marry, great. It's about a much larger agenda.
Absolutely.
And she just is tenacious in smoking all of those things out.
She makes people feel guilty.
Michelle Bachman on yesterday's What's On Your Mind. A whole new edition of What's On Your Mind. More guests, more of your calls. Straight ahead, folks. Don't touch that dial.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach & Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bach & Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.